Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, everybody, good afternoon. Welcome to our YouTube live stream for our hot stock panel for the month of August of 2021. My name is Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at VectorVest. Glad to be here. Glad to have you all here. Ooh, my applause didn't work. It's got a thing on it. It's got a yellow triangle. So it all came up, but it won't play. All right. Well, it looks like my little soundboard is down for the time being. Well, nonetheless, thank you all for being here. If you can hear me loud and clear, by all means, type VV Nation in the room before we get started. Alert should have gone out to everybody already so we get started. This is what we do every month, a hot stock panel, and we have a different theme every month. This month is the dog days of summer. It's hot here in North Carolina. Good googly muggly. And today is only going to be two of us. It's going to be me and my good friend Patrick France. We are going to be the ones that are doing the hot stock panels for you today. We're still going to have seven stocks. Patrick's going to have four. I'm going to have three. And, you know, for the standpoint of a lot of times in the summertime, they say, you know, sell in May and go away going into the summer months. But we might have some really good picks for you to take a look at, to look at for the dog days of summer. If you're brand new to the channel, thank you for being here. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button if you like the content. I'd like to see if we can get a lot of likes today, especially if the stocks that we're bringing to your attention are stocks that you consider, that you may be considering getting into. And nonetheless, if you're still brand new to the channel and you haven't subscribe. Once you do, hit the bell icon so you'll be alerted when new content like this comes out. All right, so that's the hot stock panel. Our panel today only consists of Patrick and I. All right, Patrick France is a senior instructor just like myself, and actually we sit right next to each other. Watch this.
Hey, Glenn.
There he is. So, we sit right next to each other in our wings, so we can actually yell at each other through the wall. There you go. He just knocked back. So that's interesting that we work that close to each other. We are primarily the face of our YouTube channel for the most part. We're the ones that put out the most amount of videos. As a matter of fact, he's got our 6 o'clock video. He just finished that up for you to be released today at 6 p.m. All right. VV Nation, you were right about Hood. John, interesting. I bought 10 shares of it live on our live stream. Patrick and I recently, when it IPO'd, Patrick and I did a live stream from 9:30 until 4:30, because we were still looking at people's stocks. That was a long day, but it was a good day. It was a good day. And I picked up 10 shares. I got out. I made myself about 100%. I got out of that trade today, this morning, and I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that. So without further ado, what is ado? Do you know what ado is? I got ado right here. And at night, I put on a do-rag. But without further ado, we're going to get started with Patrick. Patrick's going to tell you a little bit about what he does, and we're going to start to get into his stocks, and we'll go back and forth and talk about them. But remember, these are the stocks for the dog days of summer. So take it away, Pat.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Welcome, everybody, once again. For anybody tuning in for the very first time, my name is Patrick France. I'm a senior instructor here at VectorVest. Been here for a little over 10 years now. Mainly, I work on our mobile platform as well as creating content for you guys on our YouTube channel. I also host a live stream over on our Facebook page every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. So feel free to come tune in for that. Also, it is simulcasted or dual-casted on Thursdays. So if you follow this channel, you can stay up to date with that. You can join us for our live streams Thursdays with the mobile app. here as well. So we're now both places to make it easier for you guys out there to be able to tune in, get the insight you're looking for, talk about some different tips, tricks, ideas, new functionality, new features, all that kind of stuff. This is one of the things that we do every single month, where we take a look at some stocks that we feel are some good potential hot stocks for the foreseeable future, short-term trading for the most part. Sometimes we do some longer-term ideas as well, but if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Glenn, but these are going to be more of shorter-term momentum plays for the most part. While there's a lot of craziness going on in the markets, you have, one day growth stocks are doing well, one day value stocks are doing well. Luckily, VectorVest can help us, smooth out that data and focus on some clear, consistent winners.
Our job is, whether it's short-term or long-term, we try to get these guys some good quality stocks to look at during our hot stock panel.
There you go. You heard it from the man himself. All right, so getting into it, here's our list of stocks that we have for you today. My three stocks are going to be HUD, UTHR, or United Therapeutic, IIPR, and then also EVA. So just going through some of the basics before we jump into the stocks, want to make sure everybody's on the same page. When we look at it here, what we see, well, give me one second. Let me just make it a little easier so you guys can see me while I'm looking at it here. All right, so starting off with the basics, we'll work our way from left to right, as we typically do. So we start off with, the company's name, the symbol, the exchange, which I have a feeling by the end of the day, we'll see an X in the exchange, because that will simply mean it's optionable. And as we all know, Robinhood just started releasing their options as of today. So that should change probably by tomorrow morning. But then we get to the price, the value, which is what we currently feel the stock is worth. The value is not a projection of a stock's potential over the next 3 months, 6 months, a year. It's simply stating, as of right now, based off their current financial data that's available for them publicly, this is what the stock should be worth. So take it with a grain of salt, especially when you're looking at a new IPO like HUD. We don't have very much data out on HUD. So therefore, the value is going to be lower, but as time progresses, as we get more consistent earnings reports from them, we'll be able to have that update and see that change as we go forward. So after that, the next is the stop price, which is just basically a 13-week moving average that we adjust for the company's fundamentals. It's kind of like a final line in the sand. Simply put, if you haven't sold out by the time it crosses below that point, that's our final warning to do so now or hold at your own risk. And then we get more basic information such as the dollar change, percent price change, and then we get into the main core VectorVest indicators that we're going to be focusing on. All four indicators, RV, RS, RT, and VST, are all going to be cast on scales of 0 to 2. And as an individual, all you have to remember is above one is good and below one is bad. So starting off with the RV, or relative value, this is looking at the long-term potential of the stock over the next 1 to 3 years. Once again, because there's not a lot of fundamental data out on HUD currently, the numbers are going to be lower compared to what we see with some of the other ones. So just keep that in mind. So with HUD, the long-term potential is poor because it's brand new out there, doesn't have a proven track record. Same as the RS. The RS is the risk factor here, essentially. It's looking at the consistency and the predictability of their financial performance. So since we don't have a lot of consistency, we don't have a lot of longevity, of course, the RS for Robinhood is going to be below one currently. And because it's an IPO, it's a new stock out on the market, because we see the RV and RS both below one, that does tell us the stock is a speculative play right now. So if you've ever tuned in on our Thursday live streams on the mobile, you will know whenever we're looking at a speculative stock, your primary focus is RT, and you want to see a really strong RT to tell us that there's momentum enough to take that risk that we see here with the low RV and RS scores. So at an RT rating of 2.0, that's the highest it can possibly go. Strong momentum on a short-term basis because it's looking at the short-term price trend of it. It's not only moving up, but it has really strong momentum as well. So that is by far the highest you will ever see ART on any individual stock, and definitely the highest in the list here today. And then these three indicators, the RV, RS, RT, all combined into one single comprehensive indicator, the VST, standing for value, safety, and timing. This is something you're not going to be able to find anywhere else. And it's something unique that sets ourselves apart from anywhere else out there, because it gives you a great overall view of the stock from both a fundamental and a technical basis. Whereas a lot of places out there just look at, you know, either the fundamentals or the technicals. This gives you a great overall picture to help you make your decisions even faster and be able to free up a lot of the time that it would typically take an individual. And then we get into the CI. CI is not one of the four key market or key indicators that we use when analyzing an individual stock. But for anybody that's been with us for a while, they know CI is an extremely powerful indicator that can only be found here at VectorVest. It's looking at the stock's ability to withstand severe lengthy price declines. So I like to call it the snapback factor, if you will. As a stock starts pulling back at all, if it rebounds quickly, creates new highs again, then it'll have a higher CI. Just that's as hard as you need to make it, really. Then as always, we give a buy, hold, or sell rating on every single stock every single day. And these are based upon rules rather than just some personal opinions that you see people talking about on TV all day long. So it allows you more of a systematic approach of managing your stocks rather than an emotional approach. And that's really what, you know, our whole goal here is at VectorVest is to help you become more systematic in nature. All right. So looking at HOOD, we see it does have poor long-term potential. It probably has the lowest RV and RS scores out of the list. It does, but it does have the highest RT rating. So that's why it's going to be one of my picks here today. More of a speculative, or if you want to call it aggressive plays, we'll take a look at it here in a second. So that's my first pick here for the day. Second pick we'll be taking a look at for me is going to be UTHR, United Therapeutics. They just had a phenomenal earnings report coming out, and you can see they're being favored for it as well, up $25 a share or about 14% so far here today. Stock has good long-term potential, less risk associated with it, so good consistent earnings, really nice steady uptrend. So yeah, this stock is definitely a favorable stock, and it currently is ready to buy. And then my next stock comes from the marijuana industry, IIPR. They're a real estate, I believe, a REIT stock, if I'm not mistaken, but specifically for the marijuana field itself. Pun intended on that one. When looking at it, though, it has great long-term potential. It has decent fundamentals, especially when you look at the industry as a whole. It has some of the best RS ratings out of all of them. And it has a really nice, strong uptrend. So, yeah, the stock's a good stock. It has a buy rating. And I'll be talking more when we get into the graph on why I added it to the list. And then the last one I'm going to be looking at here before we move over to Glenn is EVA. This stock is one that, you know, is pretty close. You are paying a premium for it. It is overvalued. It is more of a speculative play, but I like this one more from the chart standpoint, more so than anything else. And as we jump into the charts, we'll see exactly why. So let's go ahead and highlight these here. And we'll graph them. There we go.
Remember, you can change the layout. There you go.
Yeah, I know. All right. All right, let's find, where's my layout? There it is. Perfect. All right, so EVA is one that comes from the clean energy field. I chose this one because of where we're currently at. And, you know, this is the whole theory or the whole theme for today is dog days of summer. And we're getting close to the end of the summer periods. And pretty soon we're going to be entering into the fall months. And that means Congress and politicians are going to be back in Washington, and we're hopefully going to finally get some production out of them and get some more ideas on the infrastructure bill. but also some of the stuff that we saw coming into 2021 with some of the decriminalization things. And that really is why we will get into IIPR in just a second. So when I was going through the clean energy stocks, I was really sorting it by RS times CI. So I'm looking for good fundamentals or a high RS, also a high CI. Once again, the stock's ability to withstand the severe lengthy price declines. And as we can see, looking over the last 6 months, every time the stock has had a pullback, it quickly rallies back and is able to move higher and create new highs. So being in the clean energy field, knowing that the infrastructure bill, we're going to be getting more and more insight on that as time goes. And what's all included is that, or included in that, as you know, people start to dig through the documents. I like this one from that field to take advantage of it. You've had a pullback, and then I will let maybe you guys can answer this in the comments. But if we zoom in here, why is it not letting me zoom in?
Oh my gosh, you got to go back further, just a little further. Right about there. That'd be good. Now zoom
in. All right. It's still not letting me do it.
Oh my gosh. All right. Let go.
Zoom in.
All right.
There we go. Oh, nope. Yeah, it doesn't let me do it.
Holy smokes. Joey did. You know what? Joey broke it. There it is. I got you. Joey did it.
So I noticed the pullback. The stock has a strong RS and CI rating or by the sort. And then I noticed this pattern here. So, Glenn, do you want to give a stab at it, or should we let everybody out there try to answer it first on what pattern that is right there?
This one right here?
The big red down day, and then a green bar that completely encompasses the red down day. It's still the same high, and you have a higher or a lower starting point, so it completely engulfs the whole red candle there.
Actually, let's talk about that, because that's going to be the case. What's the open 54? What's the close? Oh, it ain't it.
So the high price is 54. I was just going off of the highs, just a quick read.
Okay.
But
Jameson,
you know,
says a white soldier.
Penny, now you're talking fractions. But basically what we see here, white soldier, afternoon everyone, good morning, or good afternoon. Yeah, bullish engulfing. So we had a bullish engulfing pattern right here after a pullback.
Well, to be honest and to be fair, it's got to engulf it. So whether it's a penny or not, that's what I've learned. I think it's got to engulf it. This body's got to be within this body. That's the only thing that keeps it. I'm with you, and it has followed through. I got you. But the terminology is that
we can split hairs if we want to.
It's not splitting hairs, bro. I'm just trying to tell you what the terminology says. That's all. And I'll leave it that way. That's all. You keep going.
So regardless, if you want to split hairs, all right. But that's pretty close enough. That's close enough for me. It's close enough for accounting purposes to count it as a bullish engulfing for me. And on a stock with a high CI, you know, probabilities put it in our favor that we're going to be taking out that high very, very soon. Plus, once again, you have a lot of positive news coming into the clean energy field or into the clean energy industry. So I like where this is set up at. It's, you know, a market that's starting to get a little bit more media on it, but still seems pretty low compared to some of the other stocks out there right now. So it's kind of a sleeper. I like the pattern. I like the setup. Stochastic starting to turn positive. DPO almost hit zero, then bounced off, showing, you know, confirmation that momentum is moving up. So that, and then if I put on earnings per share, a little inconsistent, but overall still higher on a year, that's a 6 month, let's go year. Inconsistent on the earnings, but they have been starting to pick up lately coming into the fall. So that's my first pick of the day. Glenn?
I'm here. Joey's speaking to me in my ear and saying bad things.
Well, tell your girlfriend to stop talking.
Joey's not my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Carekeeper. I'm sorry.
All right. So I'm with you. Wow. I'm with you on this from a clean energy, and the stocks that I'm going to talk about today are going to be infrastructure stocks. So I like this in the infrastructure space. like to see the stock take out that high. Let me put this on a 3-month. I put it on a 6-month graph. I'd like to. I love, you know, whether bearish engulfing or bullish engulfing or not. Big bullish candle, no wick at the top. Followed through, very little wick at the top. I'd like to see a move in volume, though. And you're the one that's really big on it, just like I am. Conviction. Even with the last couple of days of movement, the volume is not convicting me to it. I like the move, though. I like the move coming off of this hammer, going up, 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 up. If I'm not in it, I honestly would like to look at getting in here. Or this could be an aggressive move with these two candles and start getting in if you get in now. And at least, what's that level, 56? You got a couple bucks that you can make before the stock might have some headwinds. But overall, I like the space. I like the equity curve.
So that's my very first pick. Moving on to number two. What do we have here?
Can you close it?
There we go. IIPR.
Okay.
So this is one out of the marijuana industry. As I've talked before, you know, we saw a huge run up coming into 2021 after the elections. You know, everybody was thinking because we had more of a Democratic Congress, House, everything, all pretty much they swept the board, that this would be one of the first things they were talking about because that was one of the talking points when everybody was on the campaign trails last year. What a lot of people didn't think about, though, was that, you know, they could easily, they said they were going to talk about in 2021, decriminalization, all of that. But there's two sessions they usually have at the beginning of the year. And then in the fall, they didn't talk about it at the beginning of the year. So the only other time to talk about it in 2021 is going to be this fall when they come back and resume session there. And this is one of the best performers that I found in the marijuana industry. You know, not getting a lot of love. I know the industry is one of the lower industries right now. But overall, you know, look at the chart pattern. You have a nice steady rise, barely any volatility. It almost looks like a retirement stock, if you will. But it's in a industry that has a lot of potential to be very explosive. And once again, this is more of the real estate side of things. They lease out the property, buildings, land, all of that, to growers, retail stores, all of that there. And I like the look on the price action. If we zoom out, I like the earnings even better. Company's making money and looks like they're expected to continue to make money. Phenomenal looking chart. You're buying it a little off the lows, so you're getting in early with the positive news coming out from, you know, from Washington. You could very easily make the case to see that breakout well above that high and then really start another big run. Stochastics is overbought right now, but, you know, they can stay overbought for quite some time. You may see a temporary pullback once it gets back to those highs there. You may see a double or a retest or hit it once, pull them back, and then a retest for a second time. So if we can get that, though, and we can get a breakout from it, then you can expect to see this one really take off. Not a whole lot of volume, even though as it's starting to move sideways over the last couple of days, but nothing really clear with the volume telling us to be worried or any worrisome signs with it so far.
All right. I like the pick. I'm high on the pick. Oh, that's funny.
I'm telling HR, Glenn.
Well, you can tell them all you want, Tim.
Hey, it's the Delta 9, apparently, so you're
listen,
okay with that one.
I can go take a test and be okay, believe you me. All right, so the spot, you know, this was hot and heavy coming into the election. And Patrick is right. It looks like, you know, the administration is pushing, but not as fast as everybody thought they were going to. And at the beginning of the year, it was hot and heavy. Then it pulled back because they put it on the back burner. But I did a story. Patrick's done a couple of stories on marijuana stocks. I've done a couple of stories on marijuana stocks. If you haven't looked at our other channel where we do videos on specific stocks, please go over and check that out. Patrick's done one on a little known stock called GTBIF. What is it?
GTBIF, Green Thumbs Industries.
Green Thumbs. Not a lot of people know about it, but Patrick has done videos on that. We've both done videos on Sundial. It's a good spot. It's just timing this space, and that is all of what the government's going to do as far as legalizing it. So I think from a dog days of summer's perspective, I like it, especially if legislation starts pushing through. Before Patrick does the next doc, if you're liking the content, hit the like button, folks. Hit the like button in the room. If you haven't already, please share this link on your social circles. Since this is live right now, let other people come in and take a look at what we're doing over here. I know some of you, I know everybody in this room knows at least one person that they can share this link with. Let's get some other people in here to see and give them some ideas of stocks for the dog days of summer. All right. So I do like this space. I like the stock. The stock is consolidating. I see the high over the last 6 months. Let's see if it can break out above that. If you're in it, though, leave it alone. All right. Go ahead, Pat.
All right. And then let's get on to my next one. There we go. Oh, maybe. Maybe again. There we go. All right. United Therapeutic. This is one more of a fundamental play. It had great earnings. EPS has been steadily rising from bottom left to upper right. Price has been steadily rising from bottom left to upper right. You had a little bit of a sell-off. I had a pullback here. That's fine. Filled that gap, it looks like, right there. And then all of a sudden, you had an earnings release last night. Obviously, you can see they were rewarded for their good earnings. Company shooting up, it's staying close to the upper edge of that range here today. It's a breakout, if you want to call it that. And just like you saw here, broke out, continued to run. Yeah, I had a pullback afterwards, but at least you have some opportunity with it to take advantage of it and make some money with it. Strong volume. And as long as it stays, close within that top 25% of the range here today, I would consider that a win, especially when you look at what's going on in the overall market. And it just seems like, the company's making money, has a really nice steady chart, and they're proving that they can make money, and they're still making money. So money goes where money grows with this one. Glenn's care talker is talking to him.
Oh, because he keeps talking to me. All right, so this was an earnings play. Interesting, as I look at earnings here, maybe not so hot. Actually, it went up. Earnings went up a day before it pulled down earnings. Now this last earnings, I'm thinking that that's a good play. I like the big gap up. Little wick at the top, so not a lot of selling pressure. Great volume. Love the earnings. Love the pop in the DPO. Patrick looks at, who uses the DPO besides you? That's all I got to say.
VectorVest with our DEW.
That's the DEW. That's a timing signal. I don't use it. And I don't
actually,
I don't use the stochastics
either.
I never used to use
DPO. It wasn't until I started looking at the DEW timing system more that I started adding in DPO into my own charts. So
listen, I ain't judging you. Everybody invests differently. Actually, I am judging you. Who uses the DPO? This guy. That's my point. This guy. But, it is a good positive indicator when sort of like MACD. All the technical indicators that we have out of there are only based off of two things, price and volume anyway. So it all depends on what you like. And Patrick and I may not like the same indicators, but we can get to the same end result. The stock's big jump made it go positive. Big conviction on volume. Earnings per share looks good. So that was news driven. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'd like to see it keep on going up the next day. I see the level of resistance right at the high. If you're not in it, that's a big enough jump. It shouldn't take that long if there's still conviction behind the move for it to jump above that level of resistance. But bottom left, top right, whether it's on a 1-year graph, a 6-month graph, a 3-month graph, Even if it's on the, you know, no matter what, the stock is doing its darn thing. I like that. And, you know, these were growth. A lot of the growth stocks come out of the drug biopharmaceutical type of stuff because they explode or they can implode, either or. But right now, great explosion coming out of consolidation on the earnings play.
And it looks like somebody's asking what DPO means. Just simply stands for detrended price oscillator.
Uh-huh. Yup. That's my southernness.
Because it oscillates around the level of zero. Above zero shows the short-term momentum to the upside. Below zero, short-term momentum to the downside.
Yup. So Maria was backing you up. She says that I use the DPO. And
see, Glenn, only cool people that don't have high sense computers or screens use DPO.
What? Ever. That's all I got to say about that. All right.
Let's see. What's the next one we have on here? All right. So Hood. This one's going to be, as we talked about, more of a speculative play. I'm going to put this on a one-day graph.
And for the day it IPO'd, we were the boys in the hood. We were the boys in the hood, baby.
So let's see if we can get 5 days. Has it been? Yeah, it's been live for 5 days now, or almost 5 days.
No, it didn't tomorrow come out five. Last Wednesday. No, it came out last Thursday.
So tomorrow will be five trading days.
Yeah.
All right. So looking at it here, it definitely started off rough. I know I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this, especially if you've watched any of the other YouTube videos I do. But, you know, emotions aside, feelings aside, because the market doesn't care about feelings. From a money-making standpoint, it's hard to fight against it.
Amen to that.
You know, they had a rough start the first day, but since that point, it's been slowly picking up more and more momentum. Popped here today. If anybody's not familiar with why it popped or you're freaking out about it right now, it's just because options on Hood just got opened up here today as well. So that helped really drive it higher to that 85, I think, was its high for the session. Cooled down a little bit. Stock did get halted, no surprise. And now it's starting to pick back up. And now it's still at 69.60 right now. I mean, from a non-emotional standpoint, from a momentum play, from a chart standpoint, making money is making money. And that's what you can easily do right now with Hood.
I made my 100%. By the time I got out, it was like 94%. I took that off the table, man. It was all about the money.
If you made money off of it, you made 100% off of it. There's nothing wrong with taking
absolutely
a profit. But yeah, so I was worried about putting this one in initially, especially, you know, seeing it this morning, huge run up, then huge sell off. But then when I started digging into it, saw it was because the options chains became live and seeing what it's doing after that point and how it's still picking back up, getting closer to those highs again. I mean, there's still money to be made, in my personal opinion, just by looking at the chart.
It hasn't been out much. It hasn't been out long. It's still early in the game. This is still the buzz. Just like Coin came out, it's all about the buzz. It's all about the base. No trouble. It's all about the buzz. All right. It really is. And I'm all for it. I think that the news, the information that even after the debacle that happened with the meme stocks, even since then, before they IPO, they had 4.4 million funded accounts since then. Mm-hmm. That means people are still interested. And folks, don't lose sight that this was the first company, the first broker that came out with no commissions. It set the bar for all of the other big companies and little companies to conform with no commissions. You can hate them, you can whatever. That's real right there. All right, so I think that it's got some longevity. I don't think it's going to be a smooth path for them going forward because there still is a lot of animosity out there. But Patrick is right. Take the emotion out of the game. If they keep getting more customers and growing, the company's going to grow. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If they keep getting funded accounts, the the company's going to grow. And if they keep making it easier for the smaller retail investor to make money, they're going to continue to grow. So whether you like them or love them, Patrick, I'm going to back it up 110%. Take the emotion out of it. The company's got some moxie, man. And they're doing a darn thing. So
and there you go. Let's just zoom in. Yeah, I mean, look at today's action.
Yep.
That's that's crazy. But at the same time, if money goes where money grows, right?
Absolutely.
And Glenn, I don't know if you've seen what our stream looks like, but it looks like you're in the Brady Bunch right now. With all the blue, you got a blue surrounding around you. And
oh my gosh. Here's a story. of a man named Glenn who's trying to help the people make money in the market, and Patrick Francis sitting on the side of him, and they're going to talk about it.
Where do I look? There we go.
There we go. They're going to talk about it. Listen, we're going to have some fun today. It's just me and you. We're going to have some fun today. Again, if you haven't already, hit the like button. If you like what we got going on, hit the like button. If you haven't already taken the time just to click copy this link for this live stream and share it on your social media. Let's see if we get some fresh new faces in here. Just let them see what's going on. These are the
Hollywood Squares.
Now we look like the Hollywood dude. What was the theme song? I used to watch that. It was back in my time. I don't remember the theme song for the Hollywood Squares. But you guys, again, share this link. Share this link. Hit the like button. Was that your last one, bro?
That was my last one.
All right.
And if you guys agree with me that you think Glenn looks like he's straight out of the Brady Bunch, wow, hit that like button as well.
Why did you put me in all of this blue like this? He's right. I look like, you know what I'm going to do after this? That's right, because you see, Patrick can't hear my sounds. Patrick can't hear, but they can. That's what's finna happen. Because we the boys in the hood. You finna go down. Hi, Doughboy. I just called you Doughboy. All right, let's get into. And you know something, Patrick? I like the picks that you put out today. I think from the standpoint of just trying to find stocks that to put on your watch list or to put on your radar. I think that the four stocks that you picked out are keen and good. So there you go.
And this time of year is not an easy time of year to find some crazy stocks either.
So why do we call this that's why we named it the dog days of summer. I figured you was going to add to that. You just said that was an awkward thing. You were just sitting there going, uh-huh, yeah. That was kind of awkward. Wow. All right, let me sit in my little Brady Bunch, sit up here and just keep on moving from here. Can't believe you made me feel like I'm brain again, Joey.
Marsha.
Wow, really? Marsha. Oh my gosh. All right. Let's get to our next set of stocks. So we still are bringing seven stocks, but it's just between two people. Now the cool thing about what Patrick went through when looking at this watch list and looking at the indicators that we have here, especially if you're brand new, understanding those indicators will give you a better perspective on how to look at the stocks that you're looking at. All right. So if this was a group of stocks that we all as a group got into, this watch list is already doing its job for us. All right. I like to call the Vector Vest system like the Dow scrubbing bubbles. We work hard so you don't have to, and we really do. So you notice that all of the stocks that we put in here, the stocks are automatically sorted by our master indicator, VST. So the stock that's got the best combination of what Patrick explained, value, safety, and timing, automatically migrates to the top of the list. So my stock, AMD, is at the top of the list. But notice that three out of four of Patrick's stocks are number 2, 3, and 4 in the list. So these are great quality stocks, all right? Especially because on the VST ranking, they are above 1. So when we put these hot stock panels together for you on a monthly basis, most of the times we ain't just whistling Dixie. We're giving you viable stocks for you to take, what's the word I'm looking for? Not control of, but at least to take into consideration. all right, to take into consideration. All right, so with that being done, let's go turn around and look at my stocks. AMD, what else do I have? IIP, AMD, ETN, and PAVE.
You trying to steal my trades again, Glenn?
I was. You know, I'll do it for you in a heartbeat. You know I will.
You know I will.
So for those of you who are interested in the infrastructure, I went after infrastructure because I'm looking at the bill. The bill's going through, but you know something? I'm noticing that there's a lot that's going to have to go on between both sides before it's finalized, and so there's going to be some corona stuff in there, and there's going to be some clean energy stuff. There's going to be a whole lot of stuff wrapped up in this one bill, but it is moving along. And along with moving along, I've put in a request. You guys have access, and I'll do this real quick. I'm going to come back to this watch list. You guys have access to a special watch list, and it was initiated here from Trending Thursday. In the special watch list, all the VectorVest subscribers have this. Click on special watch lists and go down to infrastructure stocks. There's a watch list already here for you guys called infrastructure stocks. Right now, it had, I believe, 28 stocks. Yes. All right. And I've added more stocks, and hopefully they'll get added soon to bring this number from 28 to 40. But I took my stocks from the infrastructure watch list because I'm saying to myself, there's got to be some credence into what's going on. So I first sorted by relative value to find the stocks that had the highest relative value. Looked at the relative safety to see which ones had the highest relative safety, and so on. The best growth, and so on and so forth. And then actually, I looked at the graphs. So I'm going to go back to my watch list.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
Suggestion: next time you take the infrastructure stocks,
yeah,
filter it by Pelosi's or options trades.
I ain't putting nobody political in here. Don't even strike that.
Mean, pick whatever politician you want.
No, I'm not picking. I'm not picking none of them. I ain't getting on board with that. All right, so I'm not listening to you right now. So my two trades from that watch list were ETN and PAVE. PAVE was one that we were trying to get into the software for the longest time, but it was trade on the BATS exchange. We were able to go get it, and now we've got it in the software. So everyone who's been asking for it, bada boom, bada bing, it's now here, folks. We now have PAVE. We are now tracking PAVE in the VectorVest software. AMD, why? Because it's just making a hell of a lot of money. And Eaton, we'll take a look at in a second. So when I look at AMD, price of 118, value of 88. Patrick did a great job explaining what these indicators are. Stock's got good upside. It's got good safety. It's moving up in price. It's got a good VST, positive earnings, growing it at 37% a year. Good gravy. All right, Eaton, ETM. 162, value of 179, overvalued. Upside potential, not there, but it is a safe stock that's going up in price, positive earnings growth. PAVE is an ETF, so all I'm really worried about is relative timing. The stock is in an uptrend. All right, so from an analysis perspective, that's what we're looking at. Let's now go look at the graphs. Bada boom, bada bing. PAVE is new. All right, PAVE is new for us. It's got more data than this, but from a VectorVest perspective, it started in our software on 7/6, July 6th. So that's the only data we're going to have. Excuse me, we don't have data back further than that. Now, the reason why I like PAVE is from an infrastructure perspective, it's one ticker symbol to track the whole space. It's an ETF. If you like what the infrastructure or that the infrastructure bill is going to be a good thing. I like this as a way to track the whole space without having to track an individual stock. The stock from us came down, hammer formation. Look at that run up since then. Little bit of a pullback, but even the volume is steadying out. It's not explosively going up, but it's steadying out. I like it from that perspective. Today is a down day. I wouldn't buy it on a down day. It does seem like it's created its own level of current support. Look at that support for prior resistance. I like this level of 2604. All right, prior resistance, look at that. Zone, touch before it broke out. And now it's testing in that same level of former resistance of 2604 as a current level of support. Love being able to look at that. That's a great level. If you own it, leave it alone. If it falls below that, you might want to consider taking some off the table. If you're looking to get in, I would wait for it to take out that high of 2690. All right, I'd like to see it take out. But I like it from the standpoint of taking on the whole industry, that whole space with one ticker symbol. All right, Petrochino, Petrochinoacity.
I mean, it's hard to go off of it with that much data or that little bit of data. I would personally put my support line closer towards the actual candle itself, like the body of the candles right down here.
Okay.
Just because, you know, the high and lows on candlesticks can just really just be noise. I like to look more at the bodies themselves because that's where the main portion of trading typically happens. So I would put it, you know, be a little bit more aggressive, put your breakout point at that point right there.
Gotcha.
Volume doesn't really tell us a whole lot. Pretty consistent volume over the last 3 days as it's been moving sideways. Typically, you know, when you come down and hit this support floor here, you'd want to see it get followed through here today. We're not getting that. That does kind of leave me a little nervous about where it's heading right now.
But at least it's got a floor.
Yeah, you've got a floor. You've got your plan set in place. So, I mean, it has a decent, you know, profit or reward to risk ratio there. So I like it.
All right. And for us, this is new, and a lot of people in the room, a lot of people in the software have been looking for us. To get this stock, and I'm glad that it's in there. All right, my next trade. Oh, this is also in that space, diversified companies. I want to show you something. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Can you close that? I don't want that. Is it this one right here? It's this one. All right. That's not what I wanted. Oh, it's not what I want. All right. I like this one because it does look at multiple different companies in the space of infrastructure. I like the bottom left, top right. I wouldn't buy today, a little bit of a down day, but the stock's price coming off a level of a floor, I'll draw that, coming off a level of a floor, bouncing, pull back, a little itty-bitty pullback, hammer formation, and it went like bing, 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 ricochet rabbit. Y'all remember that? Yeah, I just took you back, didn't I? A lot of y'all sitting back there going, holy smokes, where did that come from? That's what this was right here. Bing, 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 ricochet rabbit, and it just went up. Hit a little bit of a new high over the last 3 months, a little high today on intraday. I could draw a trend line, freehand line. I could, where'd that come from? I don't want that. There it is. I could draw a little, I don't even want to draw that. It's stupid. I can see that it's, on cancel. I can see that it's going up. All right, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, but I can see that it's going up. I would wait for it to take out that high today by about 12 cents. But if you're in it, leave that alone. That's a beautiful looking equity curve. I'm going to put on my layout. What is it? The trade layout or swing layout. Swing layout. I've got a 20-day exponential moving average. I've got earnings per share growth. And I'm going to take off sales and sales growth. But look at that. Look at that. Look at that earnings per share. Look at that earnings growth. Look at the stock's price staying above that for the most part, the level of that 20-day exponential moving average. Look at the average volume. Even right now, it may not be taking out the average volume, but it's pretty freaking close. Good googly muggly. Do I have good googly muggly up there?
Woo-hoo-hoo! Do you have a soundboard that you have all these on?
I got, you can't hear them. I like that one. Who, you changed that because that wasn't mine. That was good. Hold on. That's going from the bottom left to the top right. I like that one. Holy smokes. And I like that. Joey hooked me up with that. Bottom left, top right, moving up, just wouldn't buy it today. What you think, Patrick?
I like the analysis. Really nice, steady run. Staying above the 20-day moving average. Like you said, you know, you just got to be careful about today's trading action. But if you look at the market, market's not doing a whole heck of a lot anyways, so you got to take it with a grain of salt.
There's the market.
Yeah. I mean, over the last, 5 days, we're flat.
Yeah.
So there's really not a whole lot going on right now, so no surprise that we're seeing it pulling back a little bit.
Ain't nothing going on but the rent. You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me, baby. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The look on your face is like, what is he talking about? Wow. That was priceless. It was just like, yeah.
I like the big up candle yesterday, especially on strong volume. It looks like some people are taking some profits off the table just because of, you know, the market being what it is today. Obviously, like you said, putting a buy stop limit order in above that high, that wouldn't be a bad place to take advantage of it.
All right. Let's get to the last stock I got, and everybody and their mama knows about AMD. But what catches, you're talking about the dog days of summer. Look at this and look at that. That's the epitome of rock and rolling. But. What else is it starting to look like? It's starting to look a little parabolic. So I like the stock. Is it too late to get into this stock? I could have said that back here. Yeah, it's too late. Yeah, it's too late. Yeah, it's too late. Oh, it's too late. Oh, it's too late. The stock is still running. All right. The earnings per share is there. The earnings growth is there, which are longer term. You want to know something? I like it from a swing trade perspective, but watch this. Going to change it to a trade. Now I got the 3 and the 8 going to pop up. Look at that. So if you're in it and you want to, and look at the big move difference between the two, instead of waiting for the 3 and the 8 to cross bearish, I would wait to see on an end of day basis if the stock closes below the 3. That's a real quick way to lock in profits. Everybody in the room understand that. Type a yes or a no. All right. I like that these two are moving apart, and because they are, I would look to see if the stock's price closes below the 3 on an end-of-day basis because the volume is there instead of waiting for the 3 and the 8 to cross. Patrick, do you agree with that, yes or no?
I agree with the 3. One thing I'd be careful of, if you look at today's action. Where's the high? 122, low is 114. That's $7.
Yeah.
Four off of that would be 118. If it doesn't trade within that upper 50% of the range here today, I would be a little nervous. It hasn't done that on that whole run, and that's a tall upper wick on the strongest volume we've seen yet. People are going to panic and take profits. So that's the only thing I see I'd be careful with. If you haven't gotten into it yet, I'd wait closer to the end of the day, see if it can hold. And if it doesn't hold in that top 50%, I'd wait for the next day at minimum.
All right. For everybody in the room who's answering no about getting out of the stock, normally if you get in on a 3-8 cross, you get out on a 3-8 cross where the 3 crosses below the 8. The green is the 3. The 8 is the 8, okay? Normally, you get out when the 3 crosses below. Because these moving averages are very far apart, instead of waiting for the 3 to go below the 8, what I'm saying is if the candle on any day, on an end-of-day basis, if the candle closes like this, below the 3, that's your day to get out instead of waiting for the 3 and the 8 to cross. See right here where the stock's price closed below the 3? You can get out there or wait for the 3 and the 8 to cross Barish. So everybody who answered no, does it now make sense to you? And if you still say no, I can't explain it any more than that. All right,
hey, Glenn, throw on envelopes on that. I'm curious to see if it's hitting those levels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's extended Ooh. Above. So that's another thing. That's another thing. It's gonna retract back to the means. It's broken through the envelopes. It's gonna have a high probability of coming back. So now, even with that, even with breaking above in the envelopes, crossing below the three will still get you out before it gets below the envelopes and before the three crosses below the eight. I still think, I don't want to get you out of it if it's still making money. I agree with Patrick. There's a wick at the top, but I can use on an end of day basis. Who's to say that the stock's price is not going to keep going up? And if it does, I don't want you to lose the opportunity to make money, but I'm giving you a real tight stop. A real tight stop is if the stock's price closes below the three. I can give you even a tighter stop if whatever candle you're looking at closes lower than the prior candle. You can get out of it then. Notice that each candle is higher, 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 higher. If I see if it's tomorrow and that candle closes below the low of this candle, that's probably a good chance to get out. But I'm with that, knowing that it's broken above the envelopes, that a quick exit is crucial.
So typically, though, one thing to keep in mind for anybody tuning in, watching this, one thing to be mindful of, you know, we are in extreme territory right now on price action. You know, when you have that action going on, you have a tall wick like that, I still stand by waiting closer to the end of the day. If it can't get back within that top 50%, I'd be willing to play it to the downside based off of that look, wait till it comes back into its means, and then start trading it, you know, use that extra gain to buy some more shares of it at that point.
And looking at those envelopes, last time it broke through, look how quickly it came back down. Look how harshly it came back down.
And it hasn't broken out like this and over the last year.
That's correct. It broke through here, and look what the stock's price did. So broke through here, look what the stock's price did. Patrick's right on to something right there. Every time it breaks out of the envelopes, look how harshly it comes back. Breaks out of the envelopes, look how harshly it comes back. Breaks out of the envelope, harsh. Breaks out, not super harsh here. Not really. A million. It broke through here. To the low side, and look how quickly it went back up. Then it broke a milli. Yeah. All right. I'm done.
Oh. So one thing I would say, though, knowing this, you know, looking at the volume, this looks iconic of big money who has a lot of shares trying to give one last hurrah to dump out, sell all their shares to bag holders, and that way when it comes tumbling back down, they're out of it.
So now, even though this is supposed to be a dog day of summer, this might turn into a puppy. So just be careful with it. I gave it to you as a Rottweiler. It might be a Chihuahua. Just be careful with this.
You gotta take it to the vet, man.
You gotta take it to the vet. Just be careful with this one. I like the move on it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But as a stock that you might want to hold throughout the summer, just be careful with that. Because I never thought about putting on the envelopes. And, you know, when it breaks above an envelope or breaks below an envelope, it does mean something. It does mean something. Would you get out before the end of the day? You know something? Based upon what we just talked about, you know, it's made a run. It's your choice. But based upon what we just talked about, especially looking at envelopes, and look how long it stayed. This is the longest time it stayed above the envelopes. I still think that there's a lot of momentum behind it. Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days and still pulling higher in the envelopes. There's still a lot of momentum, and maybe Patrick's right about a few things today, that maybe big money behind it is pushing it. and pushing it outside of the rules of gravity, so to speak. The stock's price should start falling, but big money's pushing it higher. Just be careful with this. This was supposed to have been a Rottweiler. I think right now it might be a Wiener
Schnitzel. You brought us Old Yeller.
It could be like, oh, it could be Lassie. Oh, now then people are going to say, don't say nothing bad about Lassie. I find then it's a Chihuahua. It's a dog that makes a lot of noise but runs from its own shadow. So there you go. All right. So those are the stocks. I think we had a little bit more fun with just the two of us being here. I think we had a lot of fun today. But this is our listing of stocks. Hopefully you guys shared this with other people on your social media. I like when you guys do that because it at least gives those people an opportunity to see some of this live. How many likes did we get, Joey? Did you guys like what you saw today?
It was just, hey, Glenn.
Yo.
Do you want to address the comment? MR Consultant is asking, could this be short sellers pushing it up like GME?
Ooh. I don't
for the AMD thing. Is that what you're talking about?
I didn't look at anything to see if the stock was being short sold in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
That goes basically, if you're just tuning in, that kind of goes back to what I was talking about. You know, that huge spike in volume like we're seeing right now, and the fact that this is the longest we've been outside of envelopes like this, really looks more like, you know, big money managers, hedge funds who have been in this trade for a while, getting one last push to dump out their final shares so they can rotate into something else.
That sounds something like conspiracy theory stuff.
No, you've seen it happen. I mean, okay. Especially with the end of the lockdown trades starting to come to an end and people were unwinding those. We saw what happened.
All right. From that perspective, all right. I'm all right with that. I'm thinking that you were going a different path with this, that they were looking to cover all of their other shares in the meme stocks.
Not touching that one
Now. I was like, I didn't want to go down that path. Today.
I'm not one of those that everything has to be related to meme stocks.
All right, I got you. All right. I know we both covered the two biggest ones. You more so on GME, me more so on AMC. So just to let you guys know, we do have our foot in that door, but that's not all that we do. All right. So we do. All right, with that, we're done. Put me on the other one. Oh, it's that one. I knew that. Patrick, thank you, man, for being here.
Thank you, Glenn, for being here. I appreciate
Always a pleasure. That. And how many likes did we get, Joey? 55. Let's get a last push for as many likes.
Can we get 10 more likes? I'm even happy with just 10 more likes. That way we finish off with a solid number for the day.
All right. Let's go see if we can push those likes up. It helps us out, but... you're doing it not to really only to help us out, but if you really did enjoy the content and you got some use or some useful information out of that, let us know. The likes let us know that it was useful to you, all right? So hit the like button. If you're brand new to the channel, by all means, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell icon, all right? And with that, thank you guys for letting us know that we did a good job. It was, maybe we need to do me and Patrick just for hot stock panels. Just no. Yeah, I would love doing that just for a couple times. Say hi, Joey.
Hi.
All right, because I didn't tell Joey to say hi before. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Patrick, for being here. And adios. Oh, yeah, we're going to both have... presentations tomorrow. Tomorrow on Facebook, Patrick and has YouTube. His mobile app dealy. He walks you through. He's the mobile guy. He walks you through the use of our mobile app. If you are a subscriber to the software, you automatically have the mobile app. And at 2 o'clock, that's at 11 o'clock for Patrick. And at 2 o'clock here on this channel, our live stream channel, I've got Trending Thursday. So hopefully we'll both get to see you again tomorrow. All right. So with that, adios, arrivederci, ciao, au revoir, sayonara, aloha for all my peeps in Hawaii. Salam, shalom, namaste, yasu! See you till next time, folks. Later. Hey, can you hear me?
No.
Yeah.
Later.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.